Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードはカルチャーエピソードです。You're listening to Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to a cultures episode on Japan
Hello everyone, this is Andy, and I'm very excited to introduce a first-time host to our podcast, our wonderful content creator, Connor. So would you like to give a brief intro, Connor?
Yeah, hello everyone, I'm Connor. I am pretty new to Japan Top 10. I was originally signed on as a content producer, but I'm actually here today to host, so nice to meet everyone.
Yes, thank you, and we're very happy to have you. It's always nice to get, you know, a wide variety of voices on the podcast. So, our episode today is, of course, a cultures episode, and today we are talking all about Japanese religions. So, get ready for a lot of, you know, quiet reflection and beautiful moments to bring us into the space of religion. But before we get too heavy into our meditative state, we have a few announcements that I will bring to you. So are you interested in joining our team? We currently have an opening for an audio editor slash content distributor. So if you're really interested in Japanese music, feel free to join the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast out there. And you can check out all of our details at jtop10.jp/join. Additionally, if you are interested in advertising, we have lots of open positions on our podcast for that as well. You can market your brand onto one of the most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts and reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit precisely your company's budget for that. Again, you can find the details for this at our website, jtop10.jp. And we will help find an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs. Additionally, if you are an indie Japanese music artist and you are creating Japanese music and you are interested in getting some more exposure, please get in touch with us and our music director specifically by sending them an email at dean, that's D-E-A-N, at jtop10.jp, along with the song that you would like us to potentially feature on our podcast. Again, if you are enjoying all of this lovely content that Connor and I are bringing to you on this Cultures episode, please remember that you can receive the full version of this episode by becoming a Patreon donor, just starting at $1 a month. So please consider joining our club. You will receive this episode without any announcements or interruptions, just beautiful commentary and music. That again is jtop10.jp/club for details. And finally, I am bringing all of our listeners this wonderful announcement. Please go out and stream Kane the Angel's debut song, October Wind, on Spotify and all other streaming platforms.
それでは日本語で、Kane the Angel のメジャーデビュー曲 October Wind が Spotify を含めて、重要な音楽ストリーミングサービスでにて配信中。
So please, ぜひ聞いてください。Well, without further ado, I would love to get into the heart and meat and potatoes of our Japanese religions episode. So, Connor, I mean, I know you did a lot of work researching into this topic, and do you have any insights for us just out the gate before we get into our intro?
Oh my gosh, I have so many. Yeah, I will start off by saying that I was very surprised. A little fun fact about me, I am a religion major in college, and so this episode is, yeah, it was very, I guess, dear to me. And our manager, Jack, he was very kind to put me on it. And so I was expecting to learn a lot about Buddhism and Shinto and many other things, but I actually found out that religion in Japan is very, very interesting and unique, especially compared with the rest of the world. You'll find lots of connections and like weird quirky details and just like overall just like very meaty culture facts. And as you can tell, I'm very passionate about it. But yeah, you'll really like it. I hope you do.
Yeah, no, I'm a bit blown away. I'm talking to a potential expert on Japanese religions today.
That's exciting. I wouldn't say that.
Well, at least someone on their way to, you know, developing a strong basis in, you know, religious traditions and practices around the world, right?
Of course.
What would you like to kick us off with a little bit of a basis for our listeners to sink their claws into?
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, of course. I would love to, yeah. So let's start off by just saying that the idea of religion in Japan is it's very complex and actually pretty political. It is more accurate to say religious practices, as they are highly personalized and ritualistic. But throughout this podcast, you'll hear us say religion a lot just for the sake of clarity and shortness. But yes, it is very interesting.
Definitely. And as you kind of mentioned up top, Japan has a multitude of active religious practices, with the most popular being Shintoism, which is one of the indigenous religions of Japan, as well as Buddhism, which originates in India. But many Japanese actually identify as both Buddhist and Shintoist, as Shintoism is not often viewed as a distinct religion, but rather valued for its kind of set of rituals.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I found very interesting researching this topic, because in Japan, the religions are very intertwined, specifically Buddhism and Shinto, and that just fascinates me. It really does. But yeah, and so on top of that, though, there's this category known as Mushukyo, which is not quite the same as atheism, and is actually far more popular. Individuals who identify as Mushukyo believe in what is considered normal and reject foreign or extreme concepts. For Japan, normal religiosity includes Shinto and Buddhist rituals and practices, but not much beyond that. And a little bit more insight on this, it's actually a very hard topic to research because, well, for one, there isn't much research that's been done on it, but it's a very unique and niche concept in Japan. And so we'll have a section later on that goes more in depth. Yeah, it's very, very interesting.
I was interested to read about this again, like you mentioned, we'll talk a bit more in one of our later sections, but yeah, this is something that comes up a lot of times when you ask Japanese people about, you know, kind of what religions they observe or whatnot. Yeah, a lot of people will be like, yeah, I don't really do a lot of that. Like, I kind of observe what everyone else does and go to, you know, shrine on New Year's and things like that, but yeah, so it's kind of interesting, a very interesting development here. And this movement can be traced back to the early modern Tokugawa state policy efforts that were used to combat Christianity and other aggressive exclusivist parties, religious parties. So Mushukyo is a good representation of the attitude that Japan holds towards religion in general, which is that of general non-religiousness.
Yeah, oh my gosh, yeah. Well, Japan also hosts a number of other religions, including but not limited to Hinduism, Judaism, and Catholicism. Many foreign residents bring these religions with them, and so you would think that actually because of Japan's low international citizen rate that there wouldn't be that much, you know, religious diversity, but there's actually a lot of I guess depth and culture and just other like foreign religions.
It's nice to see that people are able to retain some of that. I think part of the like non-religiousness also brings acceptance, if that makes sense. There's not really too much religious persecution from on the surface, at least from what you can see, like in society broadly in Japan. So it's kind of nice that people are able to retain a lot of those, even if it's not as, you know, widely observed by the masses. That being said, religious practices in Japan, although they are kind of observed unilaterally, they are often remain separate from each other, creating an environment that discourages public freedom of religious thought. So, for example, many Catholic interviewees in a study by Alec R. LeMay demonstrate specific frustrations with their alienation from classmates and friends due to their beliefs. They all felt the need to hide their Catholicism in some form or another when in public, rather than openly including it into their daily lives. So I guess that is the flip side of what I was kind of just saying. Like, you don't want to stick out too much, so you're able to do it, but keep it at home, or, you know, something like that is, I guess, maybe the idea here.
Yeah, that's what makes it that, like, at first I said that it's, you know, religion in Japan is quite political, and that's, you know, one of the main reasons. Like, in Mushukyo, it, on the one hand, it's, you know, completely innocent and, you know, non-religious, but on the other hand, it's like, and it's in and of itself its own culture and group of people and sets of beliefs.
Yeah, I think there's like a very popular saying here in Japan. Sorry, I can't remember the Japanese off the top of my head, but it roughly translates to, you're born Shintoism, you get married as a Christian, and you die as a Buddhist, because of, like, yeah, just how that Mushukyo identity of, like, oh, well, we're all kind of everything and it doesn't really matter, has, like, permeated to cultural religious practices, like you mentioned earlier.
Yeah, I think I've definitely heard that saying before. It's very interesting, but actually, it perfectly depicts Japan. They're very religiously fluid, I feel. It's very interesting. Like, more so than, you know, I live in the U.S., more so than here, for sure. And I think that's, you know, something to celebrate. This brings us to our last point in the introduction. Just, I mean, to sum it all up, on one hand, religious life in Japan is extremely constricted with limited cultural freedom of expression or anything that's considered out of normal. But on the other hand, there is a culture-wide acceptance of religious holidays and practices. For example, Christmas seems to have been secularized by the majority of Japanese people. New Year's Day involves visits to Shinto shrines or Buddhist temples. And weddings are most often held in context with Christian
tradition. I'm excited to talk more about this because I definitely have had my fair share of weird, I guess, like, religion-adjacent experiences here in Japan. That we'll definitely get into. Yes. Everybody, please stay tuned and get excited for the Buddhist section.
And that's my specialty too. I've studied a lot of Buddhism at my time.
Okay.
In college.
Okay. Good. Well, that sounds like we're gonna have a big highlight for the Buddhist section of this episode.
My debut.
Yes. Yes. No. What a debut. I mean, isn't it, people always say that you shouldn't talk about politics and religion on, like, the first time meeting someone, and yet here we are.
this is our first time speaking in person, actually, now that I think about it. Virtually in person.
No, definitely. So hopefully we can come out of this with a, you know, a peaceful understanding of Japanese religion. Well, without further ado, let's crack right into our first topic. I think it's only natural to start at the, you know, the indigenous, the kind of progenitive religion of Japan with Shinto. So if you don't mind, I'll kind of get us introduced into the first section of this this topic. Shinto is commonly referred to as the nature religion, as most of its practitioners are, and most of its practitioners are located in Japan, which is also the location of its origin. It is also the most popular religious practice in Japan in terms of sheer numbers, and there are about 100,000 public shrines located here in Japan. I mean, you can honestly see them just scattered all across even my tiny town, so yeah, it's... very pervasive. It is a polytheistic religion, which means that there is belief in multiple deities, or in this case, what are known as kami. So kami inhabit all things, particularly objects and concepts or conceptions in the natural world, which is what leads many to view Shinto as an animistic religion, meaning all things contain spirits such as rocks, plants, etc. people who have passed away can actually also become kami. This is something that blew my mind when I first read this. I was like, I did not realize.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely. Like, important political figures, emperors, like, they, when they pass away, and they're, you know, loved by the people, they really do, I guess, live on forever. Which brings us to our next point. Kami veneration is believed to date back as far as the Yayoi period, which is about 300 BC to 300 AD, but possibly even older than that. So, kami have been around in Japan for a very long time, and they're actually, like, they're very unique, too, because in the rest of the world, like, God is like, different, because kami aren't, like, they're, like, they're more considered, like, spirits. Like, that's a better translation than, like, God, but, I mean, it's a very, like, flexible and fluid term.
Well, I think that is going to bring us all the way to the end. You made it. You have survived the cultures episode, the gauntlet.
I thought you were talking about me for a second. Like, you survived, Connor, your first episode.
I was talking about you. Yeah, you made it all the way through.
Oh, he's talking to me, not you guys. Oh, I feel so... Yes, I survived. Thank you for I guess bearing with me and dealing with me. Yeah.
No, not bearing. It was a pleasure. I especially had no idea that you're going to bring such a wealth of knowledge on the topic of religion, you know, being that you're studying currently. So thank you for lending your expertise to us today.
Oh, of course. My pleasure.
Hopefully this will in the future, hopefully we'll have more opportunities to chat and the listeners will get to hear more about your wealth of experiences, both in and out of college. So, is there anything you'd like to say as a final note before we kick off?
Just a very big thank you, I guess. I really enjoyed today's talk, and I hope you do as well. You know, I hope you had a few good laughs, just like me and Andy did. Religion is very unique in Japan, as we've said a billion times, but... I really can't stress that. It really has taken its own kind of path, all religions have. And I think that that's something to celebrate and also kind of ponder.
I could not have said it better myself, so thank you. Thank you for that send-off. Without further ado, we will wrap it up here. But before we go, you can expect, well, me to come back, and I'll be back with Shana, and we will join you a little bit over a week from now to bring you a brand new July Artist of the Month episode featuring Yuki Kajiura. So forward to that, and we will catch you on the next one. Thank you again for listening, and I guess to end off, go forth and spread the good word. No, I'm just kidding. No, but everybody enjoy, and I hope to see you on the next one. So, janne.
Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.